Now let's move on into verse 2 here, in hope of eternal life. The idea here is resting upon the hope of eternal life. And again, we're going to find out here, we'll have grace in three time zones. And I guess I should say it at this time. We send out notes and outlines with no obligation upon you. We hope that if you're able to, that you will help us to continue on your station, because all we pay for is radio time. So we do offer books from time to time, and I do have a book on the little epistle of Titus called Grace in Three Time Zones. And it's in Titus 2, verse 11, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation, that's past, teaching us, that's present, and then future, looking for that blessed hope. And so that's what Paul is talking about here, in hope of eternal life, resting upon that hope, which God, who cannot lie, promised before the world began. Now, God cannot lie. Paul, you remember in the epistle to the Romans, made that abundantly clear. And I think sometimes we believers almost make God out a liar by the lives we live. We say we believe something, we really don't believe that. And we act as if we don't believe it. And when we move like that, we're making God out a liar. Now, Paul says, you can be sure of one thing, that God cannot lie. I've often wanted to preach a sermon on things that God cannot do. Even God cannot do certain things. Here's one of them. God cannot lie. And did you know that you see something every day that God has never seen? That's right. You've seen your equal. God's never seen his equal. Therefore, God cannot have an equal, and God cannot lie. Somebody says, well, why can't he lie? I can. Well, you can do something God can't do. You see, God must be true to himself. He's holy. He's righteous. And that's his nature. And there's certain things he can't do because of his nature. It's not because of the fact that it would be an impossibility, but God is true to his nature. And his nature is that he's righteous and he's just and he never deceives. He's one that you can depend upon. Now, will you notice as he goes on here, he says he promised before the world began. And that has the idea that it moves back into eternity. It has the idea really in due seasons here, and we have that now in verse 3. But hath in due times, that is, in due seasons, due times, his own seasons. It's like God has the peach tree to bud in the spring, and he's made it so it won't stick out those beautiful buds when the first snow falls. He moves in a very orderly manner, by the way, in what he does. That he hath in due times manifested his word through preaching. And I'd like to change that because I think that there's a better word than that. The word for preaching here comes from the word kerux, which means trumpet. And a trumpet was used in that day to make a proclamation. If a ruler had a proclamation to make, a trumpeter came out and blew a trumpet. And then the proclamation was made. And that's the thought that you have here. It's a proclamation. He hath in the correct seasons manifested his word through a proclamation. And Paul says, which is committed unto me according to the commandment of God our Savior. Now he's writing to Titus, mine own son, my genuine son after the common faith. And the word common here means it's that which is shared by all. It means this is the faith that all believers must have. That is, a living faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. The common faith. Now he says to him here, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ our Savior. Grace of God, as we're going to see, hath appeared. And God, therefore, extends mercy to us today. I don't know about you, but I use up a whole lot of the mercy of God. I'm glad he's good to me and does not deal with me according to my being very ornery, very disobedient. He's just been good. And mercy, grace and mercy and peace, and that peace is the present possession of the believer, but there's a peace coming when the Prince of Peace comes also from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior.